Good morning. One of the peculiar features of the book of Isaiah is what is described as the servant songs. The Lord Jesus is the focus of these servant songs. Altogether, there are four clear servant songs. Today, we begin a series looking at the fourth servant song, which is recorded in Isaiah 52, verse 13, to Isaiah 53, verse 12. So let's read Isaiah 52, 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Verse 13 portrays the Lord Jesus as a servant. We are going to look at the key words in this verse. First word is behold. Behold means stop what you are doing and pay attention. Behold, as used here, means God is seeking to get your attention. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who has been humiliated and rejected and is on his way to exaltation and honor. Pay attention. Notice the word servant. It is a reference to Jesus. After chapter 53, there is no mention in the rest of the book of Isaiah to the servant of the Lord. After chapter 53, reference is only made to servants of the Lord. But there would have been no servants of the Lord unless there had been first the servant of the Lord. Christians are what we are because Jesus died on the cross and has secured our reconciliation with God, our peace with God. It is because Jesus was a faithful servant of God that we too can become faithful servants of God. It is on the merits of Christ and his atoning death on the cross that we can now speak of ourselves as servants of the Lord. It is only in Christ and because of Christ that you and I can have a relationship with a holy God. It is only in Christ and because of Christ that people can enter into a relationship with a holy God. It is on the merits of Christ and his atoning death on the cross where you and I, as blood-bought believers, can be called servants of the Lord. Had Jesus not accomplished the mission the Father had sent him to accomplish, which was to die and be raised from the dead, then we would all be lost and have remained servants of Satan. If it is that this morning I'm speaking to someone who is not a Christian, whether you know it or not, you're a servant of the devil. But things don't have to remain that way. You can today repent of your sins, forsake your sins, receive Christ as Savior, and then by God's grace and by God's grace alone, you will become a servant of God. God, through Isaiah, refers to Jesus in verse 13 as my servant. Verse 13 says, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. Jesus' earthly identity is rooted in being the servant of God. Hence, God, through Isaiah, speaks of him as my servant. Can it be said of you that your identity is rooted in being a servant of God? Can it be said of you that you wake up, get up, and live out each day consciously seeking to please the Lord because you're a servant of God? A faithful servant has no agenda other than that of his master. Jesus had no agenda but to be faithful to the will of his Father for his life on earth. Jesus said in John 4, verse 34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus said in John 5, verse 30, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Jesus said in John 5, 36, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Isaiah 52, 13 tells us that when God refers to his son Jesus, he refers to him as my servant. There's a lesson in this for all of us. He is God's servant who puts God's agenda first. He or she is God's servant who puts God's will first. This season is a time when we remind ourselves to, like Jesus, put God's agenda first. The Lenten season is a time when we remind ourselves, like Jesus, to put God's will first. Hence, the Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. Some Christians put political partisanship first. Some Christians put so-called social justice first. Some Christians put family first. Some Christians put their jobs first. But like Jesus, we ought to put the Father's agenda first. The Father's agenda is to win the lost. The Father's agenda is that we bear witness of the gospel. The Father's agenda, as Matthew 22:37-39 tells us, is that we love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. When we do that, we truly are God's servants. Another key word in verse 13 is the word prudently. My servant shall deal prudently. The word prudent is an adjective which means acting with or showing care and thought for the future, as per the Concise Oxford Dictionary. Biblically speaking, the expression deal prudently means to be successful in one's endeavor. When Christ was crucified on the cross, that was a scandalous event in the minds of people living in the first century. When Christ was crucified on the cross, it appeared to be a great defeat for his followers. Do remember in Luke 24 what the men on the road to Emmaus said as they walked unknowingly with Jesus. Two men on the road to Emmaus, like all the disciples, had their hopes dashed when Jesus died. So when Jesus inquired from these two men on the Emmaus road what they were talking about, they said, "These things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." Prudent, we said, means to be successful in one's endeavor. The crucifixion of Christ in the eyes of people looked like a defeat for God and all that concerned God. But the crucifixion of Christ was the very opposite. It was a tremendous victory for God. When Jesus went to the cross and rose from the grave, he secured a victory over the power of sin, victory over Satan, victory over all that would defeat us and keep us separated from God, in whom is our highest good. The Apostle Paul in Colossians 2:15, speaking of Jesus, said, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he, Jesus, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Jesus in John 17, verse 4, on his way to the cross, spoke in the past tense about what the cross would accomplish. He said, "I have glorified you," referring to the Father, "on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." That is why when it comes to the cross, the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 6:14, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." That is why when it comes to the cross, the Apostle Paul says in Colossians 2:14, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." So Jesus, as servant, was successful. He triumphed over Satan and sin for us, and in him we too are poised for success if we walk with God. The writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 12:2 that as Christians, we should look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We too must be a prudent people. We must live as wise and as discerning, and we as Christians must live knowing that we are already victorious in Christ, and one day that victory will be obvious to all. So Christians, bear with the earthly hardships. Christians bear with the financial pressures, bear with strained relationships. So bear with the pain and the hardships, but do it looking unto Jesus. We will continue the series on the fourth servant song of Isaiah next week. Until then, may God bless you greatly.